Good morning. I'm glad you guys came up. I have a story for you. Oh, sorry. I have a story for you today, and the name of this story is called The Cup of Kindness, and this is a true story. The story starts several years ago when I bought a set of cups. My husband and my son Micah and I were living in Finland at the time, and when we were getting ready to come back to Champaign, I bought the cups thinking that they would be a nice reminder of the time that we spent there. Almost every morning, Mr. Lang and I enjoy sharing a cup of coffee using our Finland cups. And I like my cups a lot. But the cup of kindness is special, and I brought it along with me. And here it is. And if you look at it closely, do you notice anything about this Finland cup, this special cup of kindness? Notice anything about it? What do you notice? It's cracked in several places. There's some cracks. Well, that goes with the rest of my story. So one morning, I reached up into the cupboard to get this cup. And oh no, I dropped the cup on the floor and it broke into several pieces. And I was pretty sad. In fact, I think I had tears in my eyes. And so I was so upset, I didn't even want to throw the cup away. I just set it on the counter and I just went on about my day. Well, later that evening, you notice the cup is not in pieces anymore. I noticed that the cup was glued back together. My son, Micah, had seen what had happened to the cup and how I felt upset over the broken cup, and he glued it back together for me. And that was a really nice surprise. Now, I can't drink out of this cup any longer, but I keep it. And I set it on my shelf in my office, and every time I look at it, it reminds me of Micah's kindness to me. And I forgot to mention in the first service, I had a double kindness. So this cup was broken, and my husband ordered a new cup for me, just like this one. So I had two kindnesses in one story. Now, kindness is important. In the Bible, we learn that kindness is part of who God is. God is kind. Isaiah says, "I will tell of the kindness of the Lord." And God also tells us as his children that he wants us to be kind. In Ephesians, he says, be kind and compassionate to one another. And you know what? Everybody can be kind. It's not really that hard. You can have big kindnesses or small kindnesses. And being kind makes other people happy, but I think it also makes you happy. Can anybody here, any of you guys, think of any acts of kindness maybe that you've done for someone or someone has done for you? How can you show kindness? Got any ideas? Oh, come on. Let's think. Use your brain. Okay. If you're at school, someone falls, instead of just looking at them laying there on the ground, pick them up. Help them. How about if your mom or dad ask you to do something? Maybe say, okay, instead of pretending you didn't hear. Okay. There's lots of ways that we can be kind. And I think that Jesus' love shines in us when we are kind to others. And I think that God is up in heaven, and when he sees us be kind, he's smiling. It makes him happy. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for your kindness to us. Help us to be kind to others. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for your kindness in coming up here this morning.